You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A couple of things can clearly be two things. And for many people, a couple of things can include three things, or even four things, because the phrase a couple of has some elasticity to it.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
I've got to say, if you just ask me how many a couple is, I'm going to say two, but I can't promise I might not say something like, hey, I've got a couple of questions for you, without knowing that I'm going to ask exactly two questions. I might actually ask three or four.
And I love that you and I are in this together, and that example is one that I think of as well. For a long time, this is a usage issue where I admit that I have been a little persnickety about this one, where I think that a couple of things or a couple of questions is two. And I actually, if I started an email and I said, I have a couple of questions, colon, and then I started listing my questions, and I discovered that actually I had three questions, I would go back and change it and say, I have a few questions for you.
You are a stickler.
So I was really holding on to this idea that a couple of meant two. And then a couple of years ago, and I want to say I'm actually not sure that it was only 2 years ago, a student of mine named Caitlin did a project on this. For her, it also meant two, but she thought maybe I'm not right on this. She did a small survey at the university and discovered that more than half the people in the survey felt that a couple of could or even should or must refer to more than two. And then we went and looked at usage guides and dictionaries. And in fact, when you look at a couple of, it is seen as synonymous with a few or several. In other words, I stood corrected. I discovered that I didn't have usage guides behind me. Dictionaries were defining a couple of as a few. So, I mean, it could be two, but it is loosely more than that. And often we use it in these very approximate ways. I'll be there in a couple of minutes. As you said, I have a couple of questions, which means you probably don't have 10, but you have two or more.
It's up for interpretation.
Now, I do think it's worth noting that a couple of is clearly informal. So that's something to think about. And if you're in settings where you need to be precise, a couple of is probably not your friend.
While we're talking about couple, I've got a question for you. My husband James asked me about this. He showed me this article about Huey Lewis. Huey lives on a ranch in Montana, and in the article he says something about how there are a couple 3 days a year when the roads are really bad. Now, I had never heard couple three before. James says that it's something that he's grown up hearing like older men say, especially like people in rural communities. I grew up in a rural area, and I can't say I remember this one.
And where did James grow up?
Mainly in Michigan.
Well, a couple three is seen as regional. It's in the Dictionary of American Regional English, and they define it as a northern form. So you'll get it, you know, throughout the Midwest. You will also find it in places like Wyoming, but you can find it in northern New York. And it is, I think, as the example from Huey Lewis makes clear, it's synonymous with a couple. It's, again, getting after this several, a few. I was talking with a graduate student at the university about this. She also grew up in Michigan. And I said, can you use a couple three? And she looked at me and she said, of course. She'd grown up with a couple three. She remembers her father, for example, at the grocery store would say to the butcher, can I have a couple 3 pounds of ground beef? She said with her kids, they'll talk about, you know, can I have a couple 3 cookies? This is very much part of their grammar. And I love it. It's, again, this way of talking about an approximate number of things that is probably more than two, but not a whole lot.
Well, Anne, I'll talk with you again in a couple 3 days. Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.